Hey man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you gotta listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Of course, they are the greatest sounds. It is 7:30 Vancouver. Hopefully you guys are having a fine, I guess the last week of spring before the onset of summer. Although at this point, it has been feeling like summer for a while here. And of course, the scents of summer are in full effect right now. And if you were to get close to me, you get a fine scent of skunk there. Radio Free Gak starts now. We just heard Two Door Cinema Club with Something Good Can Work. And you can find that off their self-released, self-titled EP that just came out a few months ago in the United Kingdom. And the trio are scary young. They look basically maybe 18 soaking wet. But their profile is being raised throughout Britain and the other parts of the Commonwealth there as they tour along with the Wombats. Part of their reputation is based on the fact that as a trio, they are formed basically only of two guitarists and a bassist. So they rely on a laptop or some other machine for minimal percussion, which forces themselves to rely on more melodic forms to forge a rhythmic backbone. So this is how we kick off the latest episode of Radio Free Gak, home to sounds of the cinema and other atmospheric pieces here on UBC Super Happy Fun Time Station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us online at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be your captain on the deck until 9 o'clock Pacific here. You can call me at the booth, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Towards 8:30, we'll listen to a few cuts from Jim Jarmusch's latest film, Limits of Control. But in a few short seconds, we'll listen to a couple old workhorses here with new material. And we'll start off with Sonic Youth. And they finally left Geffen Records after 20 years, and they've returned to the indie fold by joining Matador for the latest release, which is sort of a fitting return, not only for re-entering the indie world, but their latest member, replacing, one of the guys from Tortoise, producer John someone. Anyways, everyone knows Pavement used to be on Matador, so former Matador bellwether bassist Mark Eibold of Pavement is the latest member of New York's finest noise pop band. So, from the latest album, The Eternal, here's Sonic Youth with Walkin' Blue on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
from their forthcoming album, simply known as Wilco the Album. That is Wilco the Band, with the song Bull Black Nova. You can stream the entire album off their website right now, which is wilcoworld.net, and it was recorded in Auckland, New Zealand, at Tim Finn's studio. And Welcome the Album features the first release duet by Wilco, and they're joined by Calgarian Leslie Feist of Feist fame. And they'll be on the song You and I. My favorite fact about Wilco the Band's new Wilco the Album is that one of their tracks is simply known as Wilco the Song. That and the birthday camel for the cover there.
Do you hang glide to work? Ever commute on a solar-powered unicycle? Get your method of sustainable transportation on video by June 21st, and you could win a fully recycled laptop. Inspired by this year's commuter challenge, What Moves You is a video contest put together by Sustainability Television and BEST to encourage commuters to take sustainable transportation to work. Deadline for entry is June 21st. Submit your video before June 9th for a chance at a second prize. Go to www.sustainabilitytelevision.com for contest rules and video submissions. Submit your video today.
Today, indeed. Coming up next on Radio Free Gak, a lo-fi Canuck set. And we'll start off with the Wicked Awesomes. And they're out of Edmonton, although most of their output is for the Lost Space label based out of Montreal, Quebec. So from a split 7-inch with Montreal band The Ovoids, here are the Wicked Awesomes with Test Patterns.
Thank you.
Tambourine, the title track to Toronto's Little Girls album, out now through Paperbag Digital Records. And Little Girls are the work of one man, Josh McIntyre, who is one half of the shoegaze duo Pirate Rock, though he's formed a quartet, which is fleshed out since the initial recordings, which were posted on MySpace and then just serendipitously sent to a couple MP3 blogs to develop a movement. Here's a tenuous Toronto connection coming up here. The Lilies are a DC-born band that have morphed immensely over the years, and their 1995 iteration featured a dream pop vibe that included the drummer from the Beechwood Sparks. So from the album Exame, the Photon Band, here are Lilies with FBI and their Toronto Transmitters.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
That tired me out as well, too. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Hopefully you had spent some time yesterday in town at one of the many car-free Vancouver locations. I know that Commercial, Main, Granville, somewhere in Kitsilano, and then somewhere downtown like West Endish all close their streets off from about 10 a.m. all the way to basically 9 or 10 when basically they're going to be shoved off the streets. But CITR had a station, had a little booth there tabling at the intersection of Main and 21st, and there's quite a crowd developed there. And towards the end, there's a bit of a dubstep set there done by one of our in-house DJs. Totally forgot his name, but great guy starting up here at the station. Hopefully he gets on air sometime soon, pending how his demo goes. But we'll do a quick little dubstep thing here, since that seems to be my latest thing. But good news is we'll start off with probably one of the highly regarded tracks that just popped up as of late from a unlabeled, otherwise unmentioned release that was limited pressing to like maybe hundreds or thousands at most. Here are Burial and Fortet, and this is the A-side called Moth. Thank you. And there's Moth, the A-side to the insanely anticipated and limited pressing of a collaboration between reclusive dubstep star Burial and electronic post-rock producer Fortet. And the 12-inch that was released, as I said, no liner notes, entirely black cover, and only the song titles Moth and Wolf Club are etched on the wax. Dubstep fans in the Vancouver area should be aware that on Saturday, June 20th, coming up, playing at Richards on Richards is Scream, best known for starting in the music career at the tender age of 15. Scream's built up a high profile in the UK based on his tunes, his DJ sets, and radio appearances, both pirates and on shows as illustrious as BBC Radio 1's Essential Mixes. From his 2007 release, Screamism Volume 3, here is Scream with Losing Control on Radio Free GAC CITR Vancouver.
Yeah. Travel Vancouver. Join with thousands as the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference rocks Toronto from June 17th to June 21st.
5 days, 50 venues, and 500 plus bands, including Blacklips, Matt and Kim, Jason Collette, Health, The Burning Brides, and many more.
Countries, dozens of genres, plus 30 of the year's best music-related films.
Wristbands are already on sale. Check www.nxne.com for tickets and festival details.
Stop!
We started off that set with Scream and the song Losing Control from 2007. And again, the dubstep dude hits Richards on Richards this Saturday. Then we heard another dubstep track from a recent visitor to town that was Code 9 with the A-side to his Bad single through his own Hyperdub Records. Then we went to Lil Soca there with Montreal producer Ghislain Poirier with Get Crazy, which you can find off his latest EP, Soca Sound System, through Ninja Tune. Ghislain Poirier will be playing the Modern this Friday, which is June 19th here in Vancouver, playing at the Modern, as I said, with Daedalus. And there are some other shows to be experienced in the next few weeks, such as these. So tonight, June 15th, my brother's 30th birthday, Crystal Antlers will be at the Biltmore. For those of you with tickets for tomorrow's concert with The Orb at the Commodore, that is canceled. Be sure to get refunds on those tickets. However, at the Biltmore, we have Jay Rietard, and then at Lifetime, the intersection of 5th and Manitoba, we have Lady Hawk along with Lightning Dust. On this Wednesday, Au Revoir Simone will be at Richards on Richards, and then Dylan Thomas, your Vancouver Vipers, and Red Cedar will be at the Biltmore. This Friday, Isis is at the Commodore, and at the Biltmore, we have the Pack AD. This Saturday, it's Candles, Fine Mist, Taunted Beer at Goonies, No Age, and the Goat as part of Glory Days at the Biltmore. And as I said before, Scream will be at Richards. On June 22nd, Cut Off Your Hands will be at the Media Club. And at the Biltmore, we have Jen Grant. Nardwar fans should be aware that on June 23rd, the Evaporators and Andrew WK will start the afternoon off with an all-ages appearance at 4 p.m. at Neptune Records on Main. But they are playing a show at the Biltmore that night, along with the Vicious Cycles. Metal fans, go to GM Place, all ages. We got Slayer and Megadeth on June 24th. At the Commodore, we have Major Lazer. And the Biltmore, we have the Gift of Gab. On June 25th, Mohawk Lodge come back to town. They'll be joined by Octobermen, Precious Fathers, and Eamon McGath. And they'll be all at the Biltmore. On June 26th, we have Holy Ghost, along with Mike Simonetti at Celebrities. Phantom Islands, along with Lost Livers Brigade, Half Chinese, and the Nihilist Party. And don't forget, Cryptozoology will be at Hoko's Sushi. And that night as well, too, Fanshawe will be joined by the Collapsing Opposites, Juliana Barwick, and Tally Ho. And they'll be at Funky Winker Beans.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we just heard Farewell by Boris, originally found on their 2006 album Pink, but also features prominently in Jim Jarmusch's latest film, The Limits of Control, this week's spotlight on Radio Free GAC. Jim Jarmusch is known for his plot-light yet philosophically heavy films like Coffee and Cigarettes, Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai, and Night on Earth. Jarmusch began in the 80s, though, coming up with wonderful outsider films steeped in discovering America, like Down by Law and Stranger Than Paradise. A lot of his recent films have been inspired by music, such as his recent one, Broken Flowers, which developed after Jarmusch listened to some Ethiopian jazz. For The Limits of Control, which stars Isaac de Bankole as a lone criminal on an unspecified job traveling throughout Spain, the music was rooted in hazy experimental metal, much like we just heard from the Japanese trio Boris. Now, all these tracks we're going to play can be found on the soundtrack to The Limits of Control, which was released in April through Lakeshore Records, but I'm going to be calling from the original releases. So after we listen to the trailer, we'll hear from Boris when they're joined by psychedelic guitarist Michio Kurihara, and that'll be from their 2007 collaboration Rainbow, and this track we'll hear will be Fuzzy Reactor.
Go to the towers, go to the cafe, wait a couple of days, and watch for the violin.
No guns, no sex.
How can you stand it?
It's like a game. Deception. Suspicion.
How did you get in here?
I used my imagination.
Among us, there are those who are not among us.
I'm among no one.
Is this your twisted idea of revenge?
Revenge is useless.
Everything's imagined. Sometimes the reflection is far more present than the thing being reflected.
We'll be right back.
from Austin, Texas. That was the Black Angels with You on the Run. Originally found on last year's Directions to See a Ghost through Light in the Attic. And before that, we heard the majestic duo of Sun O, spelt S-U-N-N space O, and then three rounded parentheses. Just like a sun ray blasting out. And that was NLT. And they were joined there by Boris. And they originally came out on the album Alter from 2006. But all those tracks that we just heard, they can be found on the soundtrack to Jim Jarmusch's latest film, The Limits of Control. It also features metal band Earth, one of the originators and one of Sun O's founding fathers there. It also features some Schubert, some flamenco, and then Jarmusch's own electronic band called The Bad Rabbit. Still about 15 minutes left here, Radio Free Gak, which is ample time to actually throw on one long Sun O song. But otherwise, right now, I'll just give my piece right now. So this will be Radio Frack. What on earth? Radio Free Gak for episode 70. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then it's more morning. Pacific Picking comes at you at 6 a.m. bright and early. And they'll be hosted by Arthur and Andrea. So if you missed any of this week's show, you can always download the MP3, either just as an MP3 by itself, or you can use iTunes and subscribe to the entire show as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, and then from there you can plug in a link into iTunes and enjoy from there. As well, too, you can always try to catch up on the playlist on my site, www.gak.ca, which, again, is Misbehaving, which is one of those long-term projects I need to figure out this summer. Anyways, we'll listen to... I can barely pronounce this. Belrol Bustit, which you can find on Sun O's 2007 album, Oracle. And if there is time, which I heavily doubt because this track is 16 minutes, we'll see if we can dig up some air here. So enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the summertime weather here, Vancouver. And behave yourselves. Or at least don't get caught.
Sounds like the weather. You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned for The JS Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee.